Exciting news, the Planet Peterson store on Shopify is now open. Click the top link in the description to go to Shopify, where you can check out shirts, stickers, digital artwork, and more. Thank you. Do I know what the first living organism to evolve into existence was?
Yeah.
I'm certain that it wouldn't have been a first organism exactly in that way, but I'll also just say no.
Okay, let me enlighten you about the theory of evolution. It was claimed that the first organism was the human cell.
No, literally yes. Nobody has yes. ever said that.
No. It's being taught in when
no, it
when
isn't.
Schools. You see, the cell, it existed, and that cell began to
you said
evolve.
Human cell.
Yes, the
no,
cell. The basic,
literally,
the basic block of life, the cell. It was the
not
first.
That you said human cell.
Yes, specifically human cell.
No, that is nobody says that.
Oh, really? Well, it's what's written in our textbooks. It's what's
it's
being
not
taught
written
about
in
evolution.
Any, there's no textbook
okay.
that says
so,
living
not
thing
human
on
cell,
the planet
then
was the first
what
human
was
cell.
That's why my question was, according to your evolution theory, according to what you believe is true, my question was, what was the first living organism to came into existence using evolution? Because If you want to prove that evolution is true, let's start from the first evolution. Which evolved first that has life?
So it probably would have resembled some
you
sort
cannot
of archaea.
Use probably. If you say it's true, you cannot use the word probably. How can
do
you
have
say
any, do you have any idea how stupid this is? Do you exist?
You're telling me, no, I exist, but the explanation of
okay.
my existence doesn't mean
we're,
only
no,
science.
No, I'm not going to let you get away with claiming that you exist. Tell me who your 47,000th grandparent is.
Are you sure about the 47,000? Are you sure about the age
yes,
of the Earth?
Yes, I want to know your 47,000th
oh, there's something wrong with your question, because science tells us that the magnetic field.
The only thing we're going to talk about is who your 47,000th grandparent is. And unless you can tell me who it was specifically, then I'm going to reject the idea that you exist. Now you can unmute yourself whenever you know who your 47,000th grandparent is.
How can you say that I have a 47,000th grandparent? Do you have evidence of that?
There you go. You don't exist.
I am existing in this universe. I don't know.
Not unless you can tell me who your 47,000th grandparent was.
Are you sure I have a 47,000th grandparent? What if my grandparent is only
4,000? If you don't, then you don't exist.
No. It's not that I don't exist. It's just that you are so sure that I have, then show me evidence. You're the one making
you're
the claim
one,
already.
You're one,
making already
the
assumption.
You're the one
assumption.
That claims you exist.
No.
And unless you can tell
era.
Me who your 47,000th
I'm going
to
read what you posted,
is.
Okay?
Okay. So what we're talking about is you're going to demonstrate to me that I assume you probably have parents, and you probably have grandparents and great-grandparents. Now, at least you're claiming that you do. Now, unless you can tell me specifically who your 47,000th great-grandparent is, then I'm going to claim that you don't exist. Because remember, unless we know the origins of something, then we can't claim that it's real. So, go ahead and tell us who your 47,000th great-grandparent is.
How did you come up with that number? You
so
have
you're just,
that I have
why are you refusing to answer the question?
No, you are the one refusing to answer. I'm asking you about the...
I asked you a question. So, do you have a 47,000th grandparent? Can you prove it? If you can't, then I'm just going to claim that you don't exist. So go ahead. If you want me to just make this easier for you, I can. If you give up on this, then we can just do an easier version. So it's up to you.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the basic question about
Nope,
evolution is
I'm the one
true.
asking you a question. So let's do a simpler version. Do you know who your great 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 grandparent is?
Well, only can see on the records, yes, probably.
You know
That
who
I
your great
belong to a
great great great
certain.
great 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 grandparent is?
Older than that, I can only have assumptions because I don't have records. You see, I attended a family reunion and my great grandparents came from Peru.
Cool.
And before Peru, before them, I have no record.
Cool.
See,
So let's just assume then that your family tree was just magically put here by some sort of
oh, no,
magical
no, no, no,
sky
no, no, no,
wizard.
no, no.
Because
My family tree is
you don't
on
know who your
record. I have a
ancestors beyond that
genealogical
are,
record of my family tree.
that
Now,
doesn't prove
regarding
anything.
before my
That doesn't
great-great-grandparents.
prove anything because you don't know who your great 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 great
So
great great
the
grandparents are.
archives,
So
the
I'm
birth
just going to
certificates
claim
of
that
old
your
people, they are not
ancestors
credible.
were magically put here like 1,000 years ago or something like that, and that's where you came from.
Well,
There, magic.
we have other reasons to prove that. But
And and we
I'm not
have other
depending on science
evidences to
alone.
prove, and we have plenty of evidences to prove that all life on this planet comes from an original life form.
Yes, oh, that's my question. How did that original life form evolve into existence? That's my first question.
Abiogenesis?
What is the first human organism to evolve into existence? It's a very basic question.
It's
To
an
answer,
extremely stupid question.
who is our ancient grandfather?
What was the first human organism to begin to exist? That would be the
Yes,
human.
the human cell. If you say human, so you're saying the
God,
human
you don't even.
existed? How did the human existed? How?
They
Do you
evolved.
have records of its existence, or do you have only assumptions
Yes,
of
it's in
how
your
it is?
DNA.
It's in my DNA
Yeah.
that proves that I am human. But from where did I came from? That
How
doesn't prove
come you
anything.
have the same genes that non-human living things have?
What do you mean, non-human living things? Well, how come these non-human living things have the same atoms, neutrons, protons, electrons, subatomic particles that I have?
That's not a particularly interesting question with regard to evolution. So the question is, why is it that non-human organisms have the same genes that you have?
Are you sure we have the same genes? I
Yes, this
thought
is
these are
known.
only endemic to living things.
Your inability to grasp anything that I'm
Oh, no,
saying
no, no, no.
is
I'm
fascinating.
asking, you
Why
see.
do non-human living organisms have the same genes that we do?
Is that true? Non-living
Yes,
thing?
it's true.
Okay, that is your claim. But that is not my question here. You said here that
It's
evolution is
my
true.
question.
Yes,
Yeah, so this
yes.
is my question, and you can either answer it or just admit that you don't have a way to
No, no, no.
reconcile with
If
the
I answer
question.
your question, I'm supposed to be the one on that side explaining, but you're the one who made this
Okay,
post.
the
Evolution is
answer is
true.
because we
I
are
am trying
related.
to know
So there we
how
go.
did you know that evolution is true? Can I
You're trying
find.
to come up with gotcha questions because you don't believe in evolution. You're not
No,
trying to
no, no,
learn a
no,
goddamn
no.
thing.
You posted that evolution is true. I'm trying to question your
Yes,
belief
and I'm
it's
telling you how
true.
we know it's true.
Okay, so you know, is there a science textbook that says that evolution is scientifically proven to be true? So that is a science book, or is that a work of art, or a book of opinion? I think that is a book of opinion. That is not.
Yeah,
I'm
so
asking you, is
literally
a
no
textbook. You know what
amount
a
of.
textbook
So I
is?
gave you
No, 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 no,
exactly
no,
what
no.
you asked
You
for,
showed me a
and
book.
then you
Yes,
said,
yes.
God,
But
you're
let
so
me clarify.
fucking stupid. It's unbelievable. I gave you exactly what you asked for, and then you just slightly changed the subject and kind of moved the goalpost and said, oh, but isn't that somebody's opinion? People are incapable of doing anything other than giving your opinion, their opinion. Okay? Something can be true, but for somebody to express it, they have no choice but to give you their opinion. So, this is a science book. It has like an entire bibliography in it and references. Literally pages and pages and pages of scientific studies and references. It is a scientific book. It talks about the evidence that proves, without a shadow of a doubt, that we know that evolution is true. It's exactly what you were asking for. So, there you go.
Show me a textbook, the one they used to teach in high school, in college, and show me a passage in those textbooks that it was
Plenty of
scientific.
colleges require this for reading.
No, but is it accepted? I
Yes.
mean, it's part of the curriculum? No, that is not a science textbook. That is
There you
an
go.
opinion.
So show me blank. Here you
Here
go.
in my
I,
country, we don't
knowing
accept
nothing
those kinds
about
of
this,
books.
am just going to deny it.
No. You claim that. You
Okay.
show me. You
Funny
show me
enough, I
a
actually
letter from a
have
school accepting that.
Mark, funny enough, I actually have the thing you're asking for. I'm gonna go
Okay, then
get
why
it.
didn't show
I'm
me in
just
the first place? Why
curious.
show me a book of opinion? Why, if you have
You are
that evidence,
so
show it to me.
unbelievably dumb. This is not a
No,
book of
I'm not
opinion.
dumb.
This is a science textbook that talks
That's
about
a
the
book of
proven
opinion
science
about
of
science.
evolution, which is why it has a bunch of references to scientific studies in it. Do you think that the Earth is flat, Mark?
I have no idea about the flat Earth theory because it is a theory.
Okay, so you think the Earth is flat. Interesting.
No. They are claiming that the Earth is flat, but unless they have proven it to be flat, then I will believe. But I think science taught me that the Earth is a sphere.
So you
And
just
that
believe
is
the
what is written in
opinion?
the textbooks there. You see,
So
huh? What
you
is
believe.
taught to be in schools is that the Earth is like a ball.
Yeah, but
That
that's
is
just an
what being
opinion.
taught.
That's an opinion.
That is what is being taught in our schools, that the
Yes,
Earth
but it's
is
just an
like a,
opinion.
yes. No, that's not opinion.
Why
You
not?
see, if there is a theory that the Earth
Why
is
not?
flat, then prove it. I'm open, my
Why
mind is
is it
open to
not an
knowledge.
opinion that the Earth is flat? Or, sorry, why is it not just an opinion that Earth is round?
Well, it's being taught in high
I
school.
didn't
It's what's
ask you
being
whether or
taught to
not it's being
me.
taught. I
Yes,
asked
no.
you if it is why it's not just an opinion that Earth is round.
According to the textbook, it was scientifically proven to be true that the Earth is a sphere.
And in all kinds of textbooks, it's scientifically, it's
The
demonstrated, it's
one
talked about.
that they being the one that being used in schools because that's what I grew up with. That's what we're teaching to us.
Okay, do you want me to go get you a book that's actually used in schools that proves that science, that evolution, or that says that evolution is.
Scientifically proven to be true.
Yeah, do you want
Because
that?
most of the books that I read, these are the
Mark, do you
passages.
want me
This
to
is the
go get it or
verbiage.
not?
Now go get it.
Okay, before I come back, what are you going to say when I get back? Because I have it,
Well,
so what's going to be your excuse?
no, I will have no excuse. If you have one, then I'm gonna ask who is the publisher, and I'm gonna ask the political community, I don't know, the scientific community, for the veracity of the truthfulness of that textbook. Because why is it in
Well,
your
it was written
textbook?
by a scientist, so
Yes.
there you go. This is the most common biology book used in high schools in the United States.